All right, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite podcast. How did I get here? I am your host, Jay, and this is…
Alexa.
Is that me?
I don't know. Somebody's popular today. And while he turns off his notifications, I'm just going to tell you, welcome back to Hadig. How did I get here? Where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling that much smarter. What does that mean?
I have no idea. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/diapods for full episodes. And let's jump right into it for today. Should I ride electric scooters?
This has just become a really popular fad like the last couple of years. For some reason, everybody's doing electric scooters now.
Yeah, there's so many services in Korea. Mm. Like maybe 2 years ago when friends would come over, they'd be like, whoa, you guys have electric scooters all over the street. Mm-hmm. I'll take one and ride one. And it's a bit of a hassle, honestly. You could just take a taxi, but it's kind of cool at the same time. Mm. Like, especially at like nighttime when the streets aren't congested.
Right.
You can just ride through the city. Mm. Yeah.
Have you used one before?
Yeah, definitely. I've used a couple. They're fun and I have one at home.
Oh.
I had one from… I got one when they first started blowing up in Korea. Mm. And then I bought one to go to work, to the office and come back. And that made a 10-minute trip a 1-minute trip.
Oh.
Yeah, like a 15-minute trip, like a 10-minute trip, like a 1-minute trip.
Well, and that's convenient.
Yeah. You know what that means? That means you could wake up 9 minutes later than
you
usually have to make the mark. Yeah. And that was worth the $500 that I used for 2.5 years.
Good investment.
I only stocks. Make good investments, man. Hmm. Do you do stocks?
No.
I know nothing about stocks. Do your friends do stocks?
They do. And if I was back home, I probably would have also started investing in stocks. But I don't know anything right now.
You know what I heard recently?
GameStop?
Don't. Please don't put any money into GameStop. I don't know what is going on with that.
Stocks.
Guys, you invest into GameStop now, you're going to get royally screwed. Don't
do it. Eat the rich. Crash the stock market.
Don't do it. Look, Let's move on from GameStop.
Scooters.
Scooters. Scooters are exposing transit deserts, showing who is and isn't adequately served by the status quo. And even by newer options like bike share, that people have taken so readily to scooters shows just how much latent demand there is for a quick and cheap way to get around cities.
Status quo? Because I don't use a scooter. I'm not… Okay.
We are but numbers, friend. Electric scooters are also challenging the king of American transit, the car. Most car trips are short, and if electric scooters do end up replacing some of them, they could alleviate congestion and help the environment. But that's a big if. There's no way.
What that's if cap. Rain? What if hail? You cannot scooter.
Dude, are you serious? It takes a scooter… Like, let's say you're going from… like Orange County area to like LA area. It's going to take like 45 minutes to an hour. Probably like 30 minutes-ish non-congested freeway. Mm-hmm. You go on a scooter, you have to go local. It's going to take you like 3 hours. Mm. There's no way.
Because also I don't know what the traffic laws back in the US anymore are. Or what they are here even. But I've seen scooters in the street here. Is that legal?
I heard it is legal.
Ooh.
I heard it is legal, but…
That's a game changer. Okay.
Yeah. I used to ride it back when… Because I checked it. I remember looking it up. And it was legal back when I was riding mine. Mm-hmm. Before it broke down. And that was like years ago. Mm-hmm. But that was before there was a new law that said that scooters could only go at like a maximum. They capped off the speed.
Oh, really?
The speed used to be like 30… Like mine used to be like 45, 50.
Oh, so that's over a school zone. Speed limit.
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
But now it's like capped at 25 or something like that.
Dang.
It's dangerous though. It's super dangerous.
No, it is because I remember when I was growing up, I had an electric scooter and like, you know, I'd ride it in the neighborhood and everything, but I would always make sure to stay out of the way of cars because it's like at the end of the day, I am on a scooter. If a truck comes by, I will get run over.
Yeah. There were a lot of deaths actually.
Mm-hmm.
When the electric scooter first started popping off.
You can fall
Korea.
Off these things. I mean, it's like a skateboard but like with a stick attached. So.
True. For one thing, the rental scooters insulate the rider from most of the cost device. At retail, they cost between $100 and $500. That's not true. It's like I would say you can get like a regular like Razor scooter for $100
mm-hmm.
With no motor on it. I'd say electric scooters start from like $300 to like $2,000. Yeah. But it says that you can start riding many electric scooters for $1 and then 15 cents a minute thereafter. That's true.
Oh, really?
The services, the rental services.
Uh-huh.
A 2 mile ride takes about 10 minutes and costs less than $3. That's true. And when you're done, you don't have to take it inside or even plug it in. Just leave it in a public space where it doesn't block traffic. Yeah. So it's kind of convenient if you're going short distances. This
true.
Business model has drastically lowered the barrier to entry for scooter riders, allowing scooter skeptics to cheaply… How do you even pronounce that word?
Satiate? I don't…
I was going to go with satiate.
My brain.
Their curiosity turning some into loyal riders. Though the hardware is more akin to Segway. The software makes
Segways.
Using an electric scooter just like using a dockless bike.
I remember Segways were a thing too. And then like the little hoverboards and then the…
Yeah,
the
everyone
unicycle
had that.
Things. But they didn't have a seat. You just stood and it's just a wheel and it goes whoop whoop.
I see some people with that still. Like running around.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all the rich people used to have the…
Yes.
That was like a big flex.
Hmm.
I think it was expensive. It's like a G.
Oh. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Anyway. This business model has drastically lowered the barrier entry for scooter riders. Like I said. And now we have like a little list of major pros and cons of electric scooters.
Okay. So the pros are e-scooters can be quite convenient. You don't need a driver's license. Yes, you do. Here in Korea, to rent one. I think you need one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Easy to use. Greenhouse gas emission savings. Okay, I guess. Electric scooters are relatively eco-friendly. No air pollution. We'll see about that. Low operating costs can save you energy. Riding electric scooters can be fun. Easy to find a parking space. Relatively easy to fix. I don't know engineering. Perfect for short distances. Skipping traffic jams. Less noise pollution. Public transport system may also benefit. Low maintenance costs compared to cars. And easy scooter sharing in big cities is possible.
It's actually true. Because like Lime or like other services like that… They definitely do… make short-term transportation… more viable. I mean there's situations where like you're like… Oh, I'll just get a scooter on the way out and you can't find one.
Right.
But then other than that… I mean going like 1, 2, 3, even 4 miles like is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It is a little dangerous though. It gets like riggedy. Because like you start jumping in your seat.
But like what if like the weather's fine and then like I don't know 5 minutes into your ride it starts like pouring. Like what do you do then? What do you do then? And you're in the middle of the freeway. What do you do then?
I mean you never get on the freeway first of all.
You're in the middle of a busy road. What do you do then?
I don't think it's legal to get on freeways with a scooter. Yeah. Holy.
You're in the middle of a traffic jam. What do you do then?
Traffic jam. Why do you say jam like that? Okay. I mean, it's great for short distances.
Mm.
That's about all I can think of. Go through the cons for me.
The cons say electric scooters may increase number of accidents. Oh, you don't say. E-scooters may be left behind everywhere. Overcharging and other battery issues. Insurance problems. Oh, yeah, definitely. Only suitable for short distances.
Distances. You're good.
High depreciation of e-scooters may not be suitable for obese persons. E-scooters may get stolen. Oh yeah, true. Little to no storage space may be dangerous without sufficient scooter lanes. Relatively slow compared to cars or motorcycles. Technical issues with scooter sharing apps. High purchase price for electric scooters and people may become lazy. Oh my god, it's like Wall-E.
What? Oh, like when everyone's on their little seats?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that would be the greatest invention of all time.
Floating chairs?
Yeah.
But then if you never walked again, your legs would like lose their strength and they would just turn into like jelly.
And then we would evolve into legless creatures.
Okay.
Over a century, we would be legless and we would just have like buff arms. You know what I mean? Because we're always moving our upper torso.
I guess.
So everyone evolves to have a six pack with no legs. Or like tiny little…
How do you…
Tiny little legs.
How do you dance?
You don't.
Oh,
dancing
no.
doesn't exist in the future.
I don't like that.
You should not know about that.
You
Why would you need
there.
A dance if you're in a little… If you're a little wobbly…
Because I want to stay healthy.
Damn. There's going to be other ways to stay healthy in the future.
Yeah.
You don't think Mark Zuckerberg's going to find a product?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Floating chairs.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, Zuck man. Let's… Make some floating chairs.
No, he has to wait for someone else to make it first, and then right. he can make it better. Dude, good on you though. You're making moves. Those are power moves. I can appreciate that. Okay. And why we have a love-hate relationship with electric scooters? With the rise of e-scooters has been the rise of related accidents, some of them fatal. On pavements, e-scooters pose dangers to pedestrians and wheelchair users, and particularly people who are blind and partially sighted. Mm. But using the scooters on roads without sufficient infrastructure such as cycle lanes is also risky, especially due to lack of regulations. Even when not in use, e-scooters can be hazardous. Most sharing services are dockless, resulting in scooters being discarded on footpaths, causing obstruction.
I will say though, I mean, at least in Korea, I feel like, you know, if you're here, you either take a taxi, the subway, or you walk everywhere, which is convenient. But yeah. Something I have witnessed firsthand, like if you get on a scooter, it's just, you know, you find one, you put in your info, whatever. Nobody can check if you're drunk or like any like form of intoxicated. Because I remember I was walking to my practice room one night and this girl goes like shooting past me on a scooter and then like 2 seconds later falls over. And she is clearly like drunk off her ass.
Nice.
But it's like, even without being in traffic, can you imagine if she accidentally steered into traffic because she was drunk?
Yeah, like related accidents. I guess there is no way to regulate that.
Exactly.
Would that be considered manslaughter? Like as it is in a car?
That's or like drunk question. Driving? I mean, that's the thing. Probably.
Huh.
Third
Interesting.
Thing, I don't know, but. Yeah, so that's scooters. I mean, technically, you know, I could counter-argue this and say, what if she got in a car? But then again, not a lot of people drive here.
True, less people drive here because there's more like trains and better infrastructure.
E-scooters mean the accidents. So,
are they taking down like a village behind us? Or?
That's the e-scooter company.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, I think scooters in general are kind of an interesting idea. It's just I wonder how Mark Zuckerberg is going to take that and then make it a better idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We can make this much safer. If you make the egg-shaped pod from Wall-E, we could evolve to our final form.
It's true.
The human race is such a young race. Like, we could really evolve into our final form.
Do you think there's like a higher existence of life out there?
Could be. God aliens. Created the heavens and the earth, so where are the heavens? They call me Galaxy Brain.
Galaxy?
They call me Galaxy Brain.
Galaxy.
It's galactic.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean, regardless of where you are in the world, because I don't know if like every country has e-scooters or not to everybody that's tuning in, but just make sure you're careful whenever you're riding it. Abide by traffic laws if you are allowed to ride in the street, but also be aware of your surroundings. Don't be like checking your phone while you're driving like you technically can do when you drive. I don't support that, but you know what I mean. Just be aware because you don't want to get hurt or hurt other people around you.
True. So, stay safe.
Yeah.
We are now going to reciprocate the love and ask some of yours. And the first one comes from Kiki. What do I do if I can't sleep at night, but I have to because I have to go to work in the morning?
Oh, we are the last people you want to ask this question to.
We have no comment on that question.
No comment! But if you are struggling, I will give you tips that people have provided to me. Read a book. Watch documentaries and sometimes ASMR, but…
You know what you could do?
Mm.
You could read the Bible. That will put you to sleep so fast. I'm not even capping. Like, that will put you to sleep so fast. If you read a chapter, if you can read through a book of Genesis without falling asleep on your bed, I will PayPal you $500. Genesis challenge.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, not 500. $50. $50. $50 to one person.
Took that back real quick.
To the one person who does it. Yeah.
Real quick.
Like $50. Anyway, but I think that's a really good tip. Because I used to be like, the Bible. Mom just wants me to read the Bible. But I actually tried it once and I fell asleep. So it worked.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of like the type of thing that you never want to go back to and never try again. So it's like a one-time thing.
Mm.
Like when you're desperate and you need it. Anyway, thank you for that question, Kiki. We're going to move on to the next one.
This comes from Leica and it says, what is the true meaning behind the upside down smiley emoji? Oh, that's a good question.
That's like a pogo. It's like a WTF. What are you talking about?
A what?
A pogo. Do you know what a KekW is? You ignore me.
Oh, you're a normie. He's a gamer boy.
You're such a normie, dude. Such a normie.
He's a gamer. He's not like the other boys. He's a gamer boy. He's a gamer boy.
The gamer boys are in these days. Gamer boys are popping. He was a gamer boy.
Shut up. I mean, I
basically
think,
it means like, are you kidding me?
No, you're not wrong though.
That's what it basically
means. You're not
means.
Wrong
yeah,
though, like, because I don't use it unless I send it to somebody kind of like, well, this is going on. Put that in there. But yeah, I don't ever use that emoji, honestly, though.
This is a sarcastic smiley face.
Mm.
Yes.
Because like, you know, like when people like tilt their head when they look, you're just kind of like, what?
So, that's it.
But it's a complete like, it's a complete 180 though. So it's like, you know, you look into someone and it's like, what?
That's it. Like, that's exactly it.
But like put my head completely upside down. But
yeah.
Can't do that, unfortunately.
It's like tilting farther.
Mm-hmm.
You're so tilted, it's upside down.
Exactly.
The tilted smile.
There you go. That's what that emoji means. Or it's open to interpretation. We don't make the rules here. Who created emojis? Mark Zuckerberg? I don't know. I know for a fact mine are the sparkles because I have a habit of putting them around words to emphasize them. Even if it's like bad, it's like I texted my staff and I was like, I didn't sleep at all last night, so I'm tired. Like, yes, so the emoji, like the three little sparkly things, I put those around my words as bookends to emphasize them in typically our sarcastic manner.
You guys are a bunch of pogos. You can look that up on Google to see what I mean. That is the face that I'm making at you. You can look it up on your phone after we're done.
I don't think I will.
Keck W. You don't know what a pogo is.
I don't.
Weird eyes. Anyway. send your questions with hashtag HDIGH and let us know what should our next big question to search for be on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, as well as youtube.com/DiveStudios and youtube.com/DivePods for full episodes. Also, we have a TikTok at The Dive Studios. Don't forget to subscribe and to review this podcast, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you enjoy that episode?
If you did, you can always listen to the full episodes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And also, do not forget to subscribe and follow this channel. Also, turn on notifications.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.